support, how can I help you today? Yes, this is Amazon customer support. How can I help you today? No, sir, let me check. Could you help me out with your first name and your last name, as well as the email link with your Amazon account? How do you spell your last name? Okay. And what's the email link with your Amazon account? @gmail.com. Okay. And what's your current zip code? 10023. Okay, Mr. Jordan, please hold line, okay? Let me go ahead and see why you received the notification if you did not make the charge. And I do believe, do you have any sort of order ID number or transaction ID number with you? Yeah, if you can look and see, it'll be very helpful for me to find the item. So you just received an email about it, right? It was for, how much was it? $980? And what was the item? Okay, MacBook Pro. So yeah, Mr. Root, please hold line for the next 30 seconds to a minute. Let me go ahead and run it, and I'll see why you received the notification, and I'll get back to you. Please hold the line till then, okay? Okay, no worries. Hold the line. So now we're still connected here. Okay, so I was just checking on my system, and sir, as I can see, there are currently 3 different Amazon accounts right now with your information on it. So, you know, are you dealing with 3 Amazon accounts? This charge, it was made to one of those. Okay, you only have 1 Amazon account. And in that case, what I'm thinking here, Mr. Din, is that somebody might be misusing with your information here, because this charge, it was made to the other Amazon account, and this each and every Amazon account has your information on it. So did you ever lose any personal information of yours in the past? Okay. And you don't suspect anybody, right, that could have, you know, misused with your information here? Okay. And I also was running a security check while I put you in a hold, and I see that there are like 20 banks and 7 credit unions linked here with those Amazon accounts. I hope you're not dealing with 20 banks and 7 credit unions, right? Or are you? Okay. In that case, which bank are you dealing with right now, so that I can write an email to them? You're dealing with Chase. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, as it was a pre-authorized charge, I'm going to go ahead and write an email to the headquarters of your Chase bank stating that there are some people that have opened multiple Amazon accounts and made a charge for $980. So I'm going to tell them to cancel it immediately before you get charged for it. And also, after I'm done writing an email to them, I'll also let you speak with them. So when you speak with them, just tell them you're not the person that made this charge. Just tell them somebody is misusing with your information, okay? Okay. So yeah, while I'm writing an email to them, please help me out with your current address so that I can attach it to the email as well. Your current address. Not your email address, but your current home address.